Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh, episode 21. School brooms, squat swirling, the dust devils of swept scraps and fallen hearts of people leaves crept across the compound. A phalanx imposed by Mr. Kumara's stick, whacking the little self-appointed sentry spy, aching Sufi waiting for his beloved, pointing, shouting into the distance, "Deko, look!" As children trailed Pied Piper Madam, sweet snake head of a column winding through sunburnt earth along the ridges where now capsicum kingdoms, eggplant outlands, yellow mustard seas were ploughed clods in sandy summer waiting for rain. Yogi with guitar in a vinyl case worn on his back, a doppelganger made up the rear. He did not think a no-talk night would walk into a no-talk day all the way from yesterday's fight. Given no time or place to play, the unzipped shadow, his guitar, stood to attention through the day in Madam's office. Like a rock star off the charts, at a loose end, she made him feel unpopular. He stalked about trying to blend, hanging about at the back of the class, an egret unable to pull and bend a worm from tree roots or kicked grass. He longed to find afternoon's end, knowing that they had reached an impasse. "Madam, Yogi here. Now singing time?" Today was sweaty from the beating sun. Lunch tiffins had been scrubbed with sand. Restless children fidgeted in rows, eyes and smiles, hoping to close textbooks. Yogi looked expectantly for a yes. "Yogi cannot," she met his eyes, "too busy." "But Madam Chi, today guitar he brought. Big people in the town want him later." "That's right, any time you'll play, huh?" "I never said I'll leave the school," he countered, smarting at her slap. "I like all this. I can play right now. School is over." "No need now. The children will be leaving." His outcast senses became acute to noises like the flitter-flop of bulbuls up above, the flash of crest, red vents, white cheeks and eye, wing beats shifting branch to wavering branch, then clamp of claw, the authority of grasp breaking through camouflage of leaves on this avian plane above the human one. They sucked up nectar, insects, flower petals to feed their hatchlings crying in the nest while looking down on heads of chanting kids with number mania. Wasn't he like them? A whistler with a high perch on the tree? Why should he cease to be a singing bird? He held his anger all the way home to the hut. What was all that making me look so stupid? "And yesterday at Bahai's?" she volleyed back another. "She made me feel like a child abandoner." Yogi was shocked. "How can you say such a thing?" "And I don't like Bahai. He is sly and a cheater." "You hardly know him." She paused before her answer. "Go on then, you'll see." And turned away to the wall. "Look, you can't just push me out like a lodger." But she favoured the wall to his face. Right now, it was over. He dreamed, a bow aiming the arrow. He is Arjuna, all night in the jungle, target practice in blindfold dark. Then Guru Dronacharya walks into his head to wake him. Brothers, cousins, still dreaming it is morning. "So glad you could get up from your fat feast last night. The river says splash your face. Time for archery practice. Can you focus? Pull back. Take aim. Not here. Up there. What do you see, Duryodhana?" Yudhisthira the wise, Bhima the strong, Nakula the loving, Sahadeva the pure, what do you see, my own Aswatthama, yawning brat of a son? They see the tree, they see the bird, they see the bow, they see the arrow, they see their hands and their guru. Wrong, 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 wrong. Aswatthama, you too, so wrong. Tell me, Arjuna, what do you see, best of the five Pandavas?
I spy a bird.
Describe.
I spy a bird. Exactly. Can't. Why? I spy just the eye, the eye.
Put down your bow, Arjuna. Come here, I bless you, but pledge, if we meet in war, Arjuna, pledge, you'll fight with me to win.
I will.
The dream instant replays until the lotus pink of dawn. Oren Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel in progress by Chris Munisingh, chapter 22 continued. In this installment, Yogi and Madam are at home in their hut before school. A buffalo cart was passing when he woke. The wheel clunk on dirt. The cursing driver made him sit up. Margot at the pump was pre-dawn bucket bathing. Yes, he knew her gasping splashes in their cane enclosure. Her cups of cold reality doused him too. Yesterday's words slapped him with regret. Had they come to India to fire pot shots? The bird and arrow dream he had recast from the old epic. And the meaning? To aim with single focus higher up the tree? Or pull on, buffalo-necked with pride and blinded power? Just who was driving? We need to talk, she said, while toweling her grey-flecked hair and sliding into perch upon the bed. Look, aren't you bored with me? He rose to switch on gas and make the tea, avoiding her eyes. He did not want to fuss. No, honey, I'm with you. Please, believe me. I simply scraped my knee and missed the bus and then got stuck at Barhai's. They were kind. Time for truth. She knew she was in the right. So he forced you to sit cross-legged and hold court? Admit it, Yogi, you love your holy white. She felt his claws, soft bites. The school's good for you, setting the world to rights, but what am I to do? I think the kids like me, not so Adele and Paul. I strum under the tree, but really, that's about all. When I play and sing, I feel I am alive. You think it's an ego thing? I want others to arrive at a place of peace, bring them together, improve, lift up, increase good vibes in bad weather. Barhai said we could earn donations for the school. I'll go sing, then return. It'll work out really cool. He'd already planned to leave, she thought. He'd made his call. I meant a basket weave. Throw the alphabet ball, put off the school inspector, accreditation for kickback, play teacher lie detector, and hold back parent attack. There was little she could do. There was no bud to nip. First the flower thief said moo, now he was abandoning ship. A woman needs a lookout, alone in a village hut. Thought of his walkabout tightened the spring in her gut. So what'll I do? He asked. I feel your doubt. Yogi, I say to you, dig deeper or opt out. She had suffered through the whims of restless men and feared the sari sirens, the gifts of silk ready for undraping like Draupadi. Indian Christmas? circumstances would put him high on a flower-sprinkled dais before gold-bangled clapping gopi hands like teens before a rock god. Sacred showtime. There was nothing wrong with God's song. After all, she'd seen him at her Himalaya center with golden Krishna dancing on his drum. It's something about Barhai did not gel. She feared mispurpose. Yogi was naive. The river span between their 7 years and the crocodile Ganges was too wide.
You've been listening to Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a first novel by Chris Munisingh. Join me next week for another episode.